I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Feeling and smelling very October out there, but that open courtesy of Jax Gregory on the board. Yes. We got Jake Murren doing the YouTube. As always, you guys can watch along with YouTube on today's show. Also doing some producing for us. Katie Pollock on the 2020s. And right next to me, as he always is, getting ready to break down the Clown Town Cleveland Browns, the great JP, Jonathan Peterlin. What's up, buddy?
Another bidet, another dollar. How are we doing today?
You like it? You like it?
You looked at me like that was your Mona Lisa, and I love that for you.
It might be. It just might be.
It was good.
Listen.
You didn't know that was going to be in the open. That was off the top of your head.
I'm aging somewhat gracefully, and one of the best things is I know they can't all be grand slams. Sometime you just got to leg out a double.
We like that. That was a solid double. It was a good way to start the show. I made my way over to City Hall today. I was trying to pick up the birth certificate for Chloe. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I usually stick it out. And I just left. I was like, there's too many people in front of me. I'm not being nearly as productive as I want to be. I'm leaving the line. I don't know what's going to happen with the birth certificate. Eventually it'll show up, but I just had to leave.
As I get older, I'm very anti-line. I've only got so many days left, all right? Papa ain't got no time for no lines.
Lines aren't bad. I don't hate lines typically, but lines stink when you have somewhere to be. I could sit in a line. Like if I had gotten there at like 10 o'clock and said, this is going to take me 2 hours, no problem. Put on the headphones. I can do a line at this point. But I wasn't going to make it. Not that line.
No. We should specify which lines we like and which lines we don't like. There was a line from a show on WFAN in New York, hashtag transition, where Evan Roberts,
hashtag got it done,
who watched Justin Fields have minus 10 passing yards, or just, sorry, combined yards, right?
Well, he threw for 45 yards in the game, and then it was minus 10 because of the sacks and everything else.
There we go. So minus 10 yards on Sunday, and Evan Roberts of WFAN has had enough, and he's got the solution to the Jets' stinkiness and their problems.
From the Cleveland Browns. Mm. And someone tell me why that's a bad idea. And I don't want to hear about it's a circus. It's a circus? What's this? What the hell is this that we're watching? Bad, crappy football is a circus. The Jets should have drafted this guy, I don't know, second, third, fourth. They got a million opportunities to draft him. He has not gotten an opportunity in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about the Cleveland Browns, so I'm not going to fight their battles. I'll let Josina Anderson take care of that. All I'm saying is I see a talent, a guy I believed, I think we all talked about him as a guy that could at least be a serviceable starting quarterback in the NFL. They are not giving him a chance in Cleveland. If I'm Darren Mooji, I call up my contemporaries in Cleveland, yes, and I say, here's a fifth round pick back. Here's your fifth back. Let's get Shador in here and let's see what the kid has got, because why not?
All right, there's a couple things there. One, completely needless shot at Josina Anderson. That, like, No offense, Evan. She's pretty good at her job. I have not listened to a lot of Evan Roberts. I'm assuming he's quite good. I mean, it's in New York. He's got to be good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I listened to a lot of him when it was him and Craig Carton. Mm-hmm. And Evan was actually way more even-keeled than this. I feel like now that he's by himself, or I think he's with somebody. Tiki. He's with Tiki, but he's got to be the one. Carton was the one. Now he's got to be the one. I feel like he maybe is upping it in his intensity a little bit.
Also, the line there of not giving him a chance, it's 6 weeks, bub.
I do like the circus line though. I'll steal that one at some point.
I just think like
what do you think this is? Like, this is a circus.
I don't know.
This is a circus. We can bring out a circus.
Is he more impatient with the Jets or is he more impatient with the Browns for not playing Shedeur Sanders yet when it's 6 weeks into the damn season?
I mean, I think he's more impatient with the Jets. Yeah. I think what he watched on Sunday was embarrassing for himself to watch. I think he's tired of watching the Jets absolutely stink up the joint. And this is that sounded like in many ways a desperate human. Somebody that realized that they gave Justin Fields $40 million over 2 years, which was a complete mistake, and they should have gone a different route at quarterback, and now he's out there fishing. He wants a new quarterback.
You thought Justin Fields 6 months ago was a good idea? Because anyone with a brain...
No, I don't think he did.
I was going to say, I was assuming... Like,
I don't think he did.
Evan's been in this business too long. He's watched the Jets for too long to ever think that was a good play.
I think he knew it was a bad play, and I think a lot of Jets fans knew it was a bad play. Although those same Jet fans also, when Justin Fields got injured in training camp, remember that 3 hour stretch where people thought the season was just gone?
Didn't they also say let's trade for Shedeur then?
They said trade for basically everyone
okay.
under the sun.
Okay, fair.
But in those 3 hours, I remember I brought it up because we have a friend of ours that does a Jets podcast thing, and he's like, I just might not even podcast this year. I might just take the season off. It's like, no, you won't. You're still going to podcast, you goober.
You know what? I'm not going to pay my rent this year.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm just not going to do my podcast?
Yeah, okay. The Browns are 1-5. I'm going to tell the mortgage company.
You show them.
I'm going to tell them, guys, it's not in the cards. Don't need it.
So I like the idea that other sports talk hosts in other cities are at least bringing up Shedeur as some sort of savior option, though. Like, I think that's in the rebranding of Shedeur to the rest of the NFL, that's not a bad thing for Shedeur to be labeled as.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You're going to offer me a fifth rounder for my fifth rounder? Make it make sense for me, Evan.
No, it doesn't make
Come
sense.
On.
Not for the Browns.
Come on.
And I think the people that are playing it this way are just, they're completely undervaluing the idea that the Browns have like a plant. They have nurtured Shedeur Sanders. They've spent time with Shedeur Sanders. They've invested their energy into Shedeur Sanders. People would like more resources, et cetera, invested, but they've spent time with Shedeur. You're not just flipping that for a fifth to get back the same pick that you gave up for him.
Yeah, can we be honest, though? There is a price.
Well, and that's what I think a lot of people are interested in finding out is what exactly is that price? How far do you have to go? And I don't think a realistic price is going to match up with where I would then say it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, though. I don't know about you because I don't know. Like, realistically, no one's offering anything better than a second for Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree.
Yeah.
Does a third pick, third round pick get it done?
Oh, wait,
for you
said no more than a second?
Like second or first or anything else in between. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. You're not getting anything in
I
round.
I definitely not think you're getting a first. Yeah.
Wait, you think there's a second out there?
I'm saying if you want Shedeur Sanders, you better come correct.
No, but I don't think anybody's going to do... I don't think realistically anybody's going to come and offer a second round pick for Shedeur Sanders.
Then he stays in Cleveland, burn in hell.
Hey, I'm cool with that option. That's, I'm good with that. I mean, think about what you're giving up if you give up Shedeur. And if you're Stefanski, you are very upset at that development because Shedeur is essentially... He could be his get-out-of-jail-free card when it's all said and done.
Oh, I don't even think Kevin thinks like that. I think Kevin would rather get fired than play Shedeur at this point. That's the way it feels. I'm not saying that's definitively what it is.
Mm.
But I'm not doing charity work here. I'm not doing charity work for Shedeur Sanders. And by the way, he doesn't need it. And I'm sure as hell not doing it for the Jets. You could have drafted him in the second, third, fourth, and I think their fifth was ahead of where you drafted Shedeur in the fifth. So no, get bent. Make me a real offer.
You got to pay the price.
Yeah. So a third, if we had talked about this a month ago,
okay,
maybe it would have been a third. Now, no, it's a second. And or a third and something.
So he keeps adding value despite not actually seeing the field.
No. The Jets keep adding desperation. So the Jets, okay, right now, year one of Aaron Glenn.
Because if you're Aaron Glenn, right now you're looking at it and saying, if I don't do something, I'm fired.
Yeah.
Like, well, at this point, he can't play out the rest of the season with Justin Fields and expect to keep his job.
Or you've put yourself such behind the eight ball that you'll be Brian Callahan next year. So I think it just makes sense. Like, listen, I don't really want to trade Shedeur. I'd like to see him play for the Browns this year, and it feels like it might happen quicker than we even realized before Dylan Gabriel took over. But yeah, I mean, listen, there everybody but Miles has a price. You can't trade Miles now because of the contract and because You had the opportunity to take the PR hit. You cannot do it now. Even if you could financially do it, it would be the biggest, most destructive thing you've done because it's compound interest on the Deshaun thing and the Baker stuff, right? So Miles is off the table. Everyone else, make me a real offer. And so for Shador, you know, okay, a third and a future fourth or two thirds. All right, maybe. But if you really want Shador, if he is the miracle salve to save the Jets, you come with a fifth round offer, you're going to get laughed out of the NFL.
Well, and that's what Evan needs to hear. Evan Roberts, the guy in the clip, that's what he needs to hear. A fifth round pick isn't going to be anywhere close to getting it done. It just makes no sense for the Browns. Why would the Browns do that? We're not everyone's minor league farm system.
We're not the Montreal Expos.
That's not what we're doing. We're not your feeder system where you can just pick apart the pieces you like and then we'll make you just a little bit better. It's frustrating. The fifth round pick in return was the frustrating part for myself. Now, why is it you think that Stefanski would rather be fired than play Shador?
Because of the entire way the Browns have handled this whole thing. I think Stefanski is very tied to Dylan Gabriel. I think that's a pretty well-documented thing. His reaction after drafting Dylan, like the fist pump told me, I finally got one, right? And I think Shador was drafted over his objections. And I think it's very human right now if Kevin looks at Shador as a threat to his whoopee. And his whoopee is Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, his whoopee's going to get him fired if his whoopee doesn't start playing better football. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I just like you just keep referring to Dylan Gabriel as Kevin's whoopee because that was really funny.
It's your term. I'm just adopting it. Well, I've been in that same line of thinking for a while, and it's interesting to hear you say it because I didn't know where you were at on that, and I have no evidence to suggest that Kevin Stefanski likes Shador Sanders as much as I think people want him to like him.
Yeah, despite the fact that Shador fits everything you want to do more so than Dylan.
That's part of the reason why I first fell in love with Shador is marrying him to Kevin Stefanski in a way that should have worked and it should have been seamless. And that's like there's a part of me that wonders if Stefanski is just going to save Shador for what he believes is next year so that he can start off next season in that way with Shador as like that's your hope and your optimism or something. Because what he's done so far with him just doesn't, it's never added up to me. It just hasn't.
I just think it goes back to the idea of if it costs Dylan Gabriel a buck to buy something from Kevin Stefanski, it's going to cost Shador Sanders $1.25. And that's the way this is going to go. And I'm not saying that Shador can't bridge that gap, especially as Dylan gets whittled down to size and real life size here by NFL defenses. I'm sure there's a meet in the middle moment here where Kevin's going to have to be like, well, we're one in whatever, and now I got to do something desperate. But yeah, I mean, I think if Kevin had his druthers, this year would not entail Dylan Gabriel, and I think that was the God's honest plan, and I think desperation might be the thing that overrides that. We're not that desperate. Oh, sorry, they're not that desperate yet.
You know, in this line of thinking, I have been wondering for just a little bit now if when the Bengals first called the Browns, if they initially did call about Shador and not Joe Flacco.
Would you have all? No, by the way, that's a first round for the Bengals. For everything that Mike Tomlin,
that's a first round.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, the way it played out, it's not like anyone was thinking, man, we need Joe Flacco. I could 100% see a scenario, and this will never be confirmed because why would it be? The trade was made. They got Joe Flacco. It is what it is. And everyone under the sun will be like, well, they needed someone that could basically get off their couch and run the offense. Okay, great, fine, whatever. But like, it would not have surprised me if they initially had called and said, what does it cost for Shador? And the Browns gave that answer right there. Normally, it's a second round pick. For you guys, it's a first round pick. We do have other quarterbacks if you're interested. And then they settled on Joe Flacco.
216-474-0092. WFAN in New York. Very desperate. So desperate, they're willing to offer a fifth for Shador Sanders. Woo! Get a load of these guys. Would you trade Shador to the Jets, and what would the price be? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. John Fanta at 4:20 today. He joins us every Tuesday here on Afternoon Drive. Albert Breer coming up at 5:20. We'll see what he thinks about maybe the situation with Kevin Stefanski. Maybe ask the question, would the Browns be open to calls on Shador Sanders? Lance Reisland coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You guys can watch the show and watch along on our YouTube channel as well, 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. But would you trade Shador to the Jets? And if so, what's the price? And apparently, at least one person thinks we were closer to seeing Shador this weekend than anyone realized. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And I think it's fair to say the Jets aren't going to call up and offer you a second-round pick for Shador, but that's the price, right? If you want to play the game, you got to be able to pay the toll to get into the damn game. And the Browns are under no obligation to move Shador out of the kindness of their heart to appease the Shahive, to appease Evan Roberts in WFAN lore. Like, no. If you want to play the game, this is the cost. But here's the thing. There is a statute of limitations on this offer. If you're serious, this offer expires the second Shador hits the damn field. Because after that, there's no trading Shador. It also is coincidentally the time where his value could take a huge drop because of what he'll be playing around. But no, that's the only time Shador, if they play him and trade him, I'd be furious. But right now, he is a conceptual piece to me on this team. I never thought he was going to be a franchise quarterback in the first place. I think he'll merely be a good starting quarterback if he does end up being a good starting caliber player in the NFL. So a second round pick gets me a little bit closer to trying to find my franchise quarterback this offseason, but that's it. Anything short of it, I think we'll just go ahead and play the kid and let's see if he can play here.
I mean, it's like the price of if you have a buddy that owns a business. Like, what does it cost for me to go ahead and do that job while doing that job on a holiday? It's like the price is extreme and no one's going to meet that price, but that's okay. I can set that price. The Jets aren't going to meet a second round pick.
But you can imagine if they did.
They're not going to. They're not going to.
Do you not want them to? Or do you think they won't?
I think they won't. I'm telling you, I think they won't.
Would you be mad if the Browns got a second round pick for Shador?
No, I think a second round pick. I think you're happy with that overall. Second round pick's a big deal.
We might have to bring back the laser eyes meme if that does happen.
Second round pick is a big deal. That's why I feel even foolish being like, yeah, I'd be happy with that, because the reality is, it's just I'd also be happy winning the Powerball tomorrow too. It doesn't seem like that's very likely.
I also think
you're talking in a world of hypotheticals that are never going to play out.
Whoa. Well, not for you.
I have to start playing the Powerball is the problem.
I'll win it.
Play the Powerball. You have a chance. I don't even play the Powerball.
And I'll just be sitting here wiping my brow with $100 bills.
I want to start playing the Powerball. And honestly,
doesn't seem like you do.
The idea of winning the Powerball, the funny part to me, it wouldn't be winning $500 million. That would be enjoyable. That would be the icing on the cake. It would be the idea that it was so close to you.
That's fair.
This has been your...
That's fair.
You feel like your life's quest is to win the Powerball.
I don't think it's life's quest, but it's a side quest for sure.
I mean, you put importance on it in a way that I feel like just being so, so close to it and me winning it would be really funny to me.
I would definitely...
It'd be really
funny definitely alter my opinion on life and like the point
I
of it.
I think it might shape your worldview if I won it.
It's funny. I've heard this fear from Browns fans of I can't trade him until we see what we have. It's like, well, that's not really how this would work. It's like, could I tell you definitively that if somebody came along and gave you a decent offer for Shador, that there wouldn't be a little bit of...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Of, ooh, okay, but what if he's good elsewhere? But I think what minimizes the, I think, irrational fear that we have anytime we make a trade for anyone is, well, yeah, okay, might not have been that here given the circumstances. And two, like I think there is a ceiling on Shador. So that's why there is a price on Shador. If I thought Shador could be Mahomes or a top five quarterback, if I thought he had that kind of ceiling, well, then there would be no price I would put on Shador.
A couple of things. Right now, his value, I feel like, is as high as we're going to see it because he's like those, you know, at stadiums now, they're doing like those mystery baseballs that are signed, and it's like $30. But yeah. Like the appeal of it isn't that you're going to get a baseball signed by Albert Pujols. You're probably going to end up with a baseball signed by nobody you ever knew, but it's worth, you know, way less than $30. That is Shador in a nutshell right now. He's a mystery grab bag to NFL teams.
Brennan or he's Albert Pujols. Who the hell knows?
His value is there. That's the idea. His value is in the mystery grab bag portion of this right now. And yeah, do I feel like he could help out a team? Sure. Do I feel like Shador Sanders fans want him away from the Browns? Yeah, because I hear from them all the time about how they want him away from the Browns right now. And so if another team came and they were to pony up the price, sure. But they're not going to pony up the price here.
Now, here's the thing. Be careful what you ask for, Shador fans. I get it. I'm not here to sell you anything in the Cleveland Browns. Not a great organization. I don't have a lot of nice things to say about what's been going
on. Shador will be looked at as a little bit of a folk hero around Cleveland if he goes from a fifth round pick to then you able to get a second round pick for him. Like that's then the value on Shador is immense to Cleveland Browns fans because you're able to get a second round pick for a fifth round value.
Until he becomes a really good player in New York. I digress. But here's the thing.
But that's on Andrew Berry's hands.
You might, if in this hypothetical, which it is a hypothetical,
yeah,
you would be trading him to the one organization in sports that might be worse than the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Jets stink.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, Woody Johnson makes Jimmy Haslam look like a Rooney member. Family member. I keep saying Rooney member.
I don't think it's an accident that Aaron Rodgers looked like he forgot how to play football for 2 years, and now all of a sudden in Pittsburgh seems like he can do it again.
Yeah.
That's what he's entering. I think Shador Sanders fans would make the argument that the Browns are not in the best of positions either to go ahead and have him set up for success. But the reality is for Shador right now, you are left with the table scraps. Like one thing I like about Shador so much is I feel like he can rise above a lot of really bad situations. It's part of what I like about him with the Cleveland Browns. I feel like there's a few players out there coming out of college where I feel like they can just turn really crappy situations into gold. And I feel like Shador is one of those people. So I feel like he'd still have an opportunity to overcome, but it's not great here. It's not great in New York.
While we're talking about Shador, and again, the question here is, Evan Roberts of WFAN in New York wants Shador Sanders for a fifth-round pick. What's the price on Shador if there is one? But Shiloh Sanders apparently went to the Browns game this weekend cosplaying as his brother?
Well, he put on a 12 jersey.
Okay. And then people just saw...
Well, he didn't tell him no.
Okay, that's fair.
He started signing autographs as Shador. Like, he definitely swerved into it.
So that was interesting. Although, I'll actually say this. I like it. I thought it was really funny.
Some of the comments are really funny. It's like, you guys really aren't helping the idea that everyone thinks we look the same.
Well, but I like the idea that it's fun. Like, that is, like, there's just so few things when it comes to the Browns that are fun.
But how dumb are these Yinzer fans to think that Shador is just walking around with his jersey on?
Genetics
before
dude.
The game, like what? Come on. Like what? How do you? How dumb do you have to be to think that's a reality?
It's a shallow gene pool. Let's not go too hard in the paint against them. God's already against them because of the whole inbreeding thing. Okay, like come on.
I mean, it's incredibly stupid though.
Yeah, but it's come on. You're all morons.
I wonder
they're
if
missing
Shiloh
a chromosome
like,
or two.
I wonder if
like,
he was
not
like,
great.
He's like Pittsburgh. That's the spot. They'll fall for this.
In fairness,
they'll believe that I just walk around with my jersey on telling people that I'm what?
And he was proven correct. But Shiloh interviewed Shador after the game.
Shiloh's really funny, by the way. Have you caught any of his like streaming
really,
content
really
and
funny.
Stuff? He's really funny.
Really, really funny.
I like independent of the Sanders name, I would watch live streams of Shiloh.
And he and Shador talked about how close Shador came to playing against Pittsburgh.
From a guy that was on the sideline before, I liked your movement. I liked how you didn't sit down too long. You got up when you needed to get up. You was ready. At the end of the game, we thought you was going to get in.
I did too. That's why I was warming up.
Hey, but you did good today, bro. You was like three thoughts away from getting in. Right. Or am I tripping? You was about to get in today.
I really was. It was close.
That's what I'm saying.
It was close.
The internet would not have been able to handle if Shador got in at the end of the Pittsburgh game.
Here's what I need to tell Shador. Shador, listen up. I love you. You know I love you. You're not seeing the field while Dylan Gabriel is the starter. It's not happening. I'm sorry. Like, I'd love for it to be the reality, but Stefanski's got too much to lose if you go out there and look great.
I don't think he'll see it this early. I do think that we're going to see him in garbage time. The same way we saw Dylan in garbage time before we saw him in real time.
I'll be shocked.
I just think it makes sense. If one of these games, and God help us if it's this game, but if one of these games turns out to be a blowout and you basically are playing for nothing less and nothing else, and Dylan's taking a pounding that day, I think it would make sense if you would say, you know what, Shador, low stakes, we're going to give you three series in the fourth quarter and just to get your feet wet. I honestly think that would be doing right by Shador. Hey, when you try and get this kid ready to play,
I'll be really surprised if it goes down that way. Only because of everything that Stefanski then opens himself up to. If Shador just looks like how Dylan Gabriel looked coming in for Joe Flacco.
I think you're 100% right, but I think this is one of the tests that the Browns can pass to show people we're interested in helping Shador, like actually, like succeed. Is instead of just throwing him there week 10 when you're 1-8 or 1-9. Being able to throw him into a couple games late in the game and just get his feet wet, I really think that could help that kid a lot.
If they do it, then they're signaling to me and everybody else that they're a game or two away from putting Shador Sanders into the lineup as the starting quarterback.
I understand why people would think that way.
That's
I don't necessarily think it that way because, again, I don't think
it's going to happen.
I think
though.
Dylan can put distance between himself and Shador by just winning games. Which, again, don't know that's going to happen.
In that scenario, then Shador wouldn't end up seeing the field anyway. Like you're going into these as blowouts. You're going into these games as, or I guess in the other scenario, if we want to play it 100% fair, there is a scenario that Dylan just blows out the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That does exist.
Yeah, that could happen.
That does exist.
Yeah, when in the infinite possibilities of many universes, I'm sure there's a universe where Dylan's about 6'4 and about 275 pounds and just has a rocket for an arm.
I watched this thing last night. It was like the infinite monkey theory. And then what that is essentially, if you put a monkey into a room and said you have the unlimited amount of time and gave him a typewriter and he could exist forever, eventually he would write Shakespeare. Because the combination of words and the combination of everything. If I give Dylan Gabriel enough time
and enough
situations, there is that world out there that he does blow out a team that does exist. If we're just being fair across the board,
no.
It does exist.
I believe in this as well. Yeah, listen, I'm not. Who am I to knock science? 216-474-0092. Will we see Shador in garbage time first? What would your reaction have been if they put him in at the end of the Pittsburgh game?
I want to see him play. I do, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't have been. I wouldn't have felt, if I can't judge Dylan Gabriel off that game, I wouldn't have felt like they were putting Shador in any position to succeed either. And then one series is just one series. He could have had a touchdown drive, he could have had whatever. It's just such a tiny sample size to be thrilled over it one way or another.
I know that because it's Shador, it's just not going to work this way. In my mind, putting Shador in that scenario, I don't care about the results. I just am trying to help, just give him more reps, give him more so that when you do go to him, it's not you're splashing him with cold water and throw him into the damn game.
Yeah, but maybe that wasn't the game to do it.
But I also understand that, quite frankly, you're going to be putting him in a bad situation no matter what. So I can understand if people don't want to put him in that way. 216-474-0092. If the Jets or anybody came a call in, what would be the price tag on Shador if there was one? And will we see Shador in garbage time first? Quick Hits leads off with some inevitability around sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
An afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and myself, Jonathan Peterlin, from 2 to 7 live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free to watch all the best content from your favorite shows in The Fan live and on demand now.
And don't forget just to, you know, watch us on YouTube. Get in the chat. We like the chat right now. Well, we always like the chat, but you know what I mean. Get in on the running dialogue there. There's only like 7 trolls there. So there's a lot of good, hardworking people. And then like 7 guys that might annoy you a little bit, but it's a lot of fun. Now.
Is it the same 7 guys at least?
It seems like a pretty, the general cast there, that they kind of, I think they realize that's their role in super chats and chats and whatnot.
Okay, because what's fun about that is then you can just avoid those seven people and it really just becomes very easy. Like, I think we have that on Twitter in some respects. It comes and goes throughout the years, but throughout like stretches, you'll have like the same, 15 people. And you're like, all right, I know what I'm getting out of those 15. And then it like refreshes to like a new 15 as if they're just like bots or something. I don't know how that works.
So we are having the discussion. Would you trade Shador to the New York Jets? Is Evan Roberts of WFAN's ready to make the trade for a fifth rounder? And we say that's a rookie number there. Let's up the offer a little bit, but let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
The Dodgers toppled the Brewers. Okay, it wasn't really toppling. It was a 2-1 game in game one of the NLCS last night, while the Mariners have the 2-0 lead over Toronto in the ALCS after a 10-3 win on Monday evening. And because it's the Dodgers, because the Dodgers have the 1-0 lead, I will ask you, are the Dodgers inevitable?
It certainly feels that way. They're always going to be inevitable when Blake Snell pitches the way that he pitched, though. That was a performance for the ages. That is why he's worth all the money that they offered him up, and you're just not beating many people when you pitch that way. So, yeah, it feels inevitable. I don't like that it feels inevitable, but it's still baseball, and in baseball, anything can happen.
Yeah, I feel like if the Dodgers get to the World Series, it's fait accompli. It's just going to happen. I really need the Brewers to stop. And they had, they had a chance in the eighth inning, and then Bryce Terang had that not advisable high fastball swing that took them out of that inning. But, like, I really need the Brewers to do this because I think that every time – what stinks about it is there was a time about a month ago where we could you could legitimately make the case, hey, anyone can win the World Series.
Yeah.
And now that the fact that the Dodgers are this late into it and have looked this flawless as they've gotten into it – It just feels like the whole idea of who's going to win the World Series has swung in a huge way in like 30 days' time.
Well, you have to get him to the bullpen. That's the big key. And if you're going to be able to beat him, you have to get him there. And like last night, I think Trinan ended up coming in, and you saw some traffic on the bases in the ninth inning. But for the first eight, they weren't able to touch him. Like Dodger starters, 6-1, 1.65 ERA so far in the postseason. They've logged six quality starts out of their first seven that way. They are putting on a masterclass of pitching. So it's not as if they're just stumbling there. They've used this front starting staff that they have, and they've really let it flex. But that's like the how you beat the Dodgers is simple. You have to get their starters out and you have to get them to the pen, and no one's been able to do that so far.
Omaha!
All right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test.
so MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to, we had two games last night in Monday Night Football. We're going to start with the Bears Commanders. Jaden Daniels fumbled, led to the walk-off field goal. Chicago got revenge for last year's Hail Mary. I thought it was actually a really strong Caleb Williams game. For the first like three quarters, I thought he just kind of looked meh, and then he stepped it up in the fourth quarter. It was a, oddly enough, a 25-24 game. Second time in a row the Bears have ended a game 25-24, which is an oddity, but it was a good night for Caleb Williams and company.
It was. And listen, the Bears are the point where style points matter until they don't. You won. That's all that matters. Like, the Bears are, that's, I really think there are just certain times where, like, you can worry about how dominant you are, how good you really are at a later point. You just need to win. Ben Johnson just needs wins to keep guys bought in, to keep Caleb bought in, and kind of moving that thing forward. And you got that last night.
And I think they are. And Caleb, speaking in the postgame, alluded to the idea that basically Ben Johnson's confidence in himself gives everybody else confidence. But it looks different. They're averaging 7 points more a game offensively. And I always do wonder, Nick, what is the difference when you go completely clean house and then try to fix and patch some of the holes? What is that worth? What is a Ben Johnson worth? And this season so far for the Bears, it's worth 7 points a game. That's a touchdown a game. And the amount of one-score games they lost last year, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Fun game.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to the next Monday. Oh, yeah.
No, I was saving that. We were saving that. We're still on this one.
You know, before Caleb gets to the superstar level performance, he just needs to be what he was last night. I thought last night, you mentioned meh and then pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought in the wash, he came out as pretty, I don't want to say serviceable because he was better than that. Be that. Be that for a while, and that's a platform to then, kind of like Drake May, where Drake May was, I thought, at points last year, serviceable. At points, he was bad. But you were able to then use that, the good work, and then year two, make the jump. Year two in Ben Johnson's system, or maybe late half of the season, Caleb can maybe make that jump.
Omaha!
Now, number five, Ole Miss, gearing up for number nine, Georgia. It is a road game for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin was asked about who burns more calories on the sidelines, he or Georgia head coach Kirby Smart.
Off-the-wall question, you and Kirby, two most, probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game, you or him?
I don't know. That's a good question. I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it doesn't look like he's burned too many calories.
Over the line from Lane?
That's fair. It's how you answer the question, right? I think that was, yeah, that was fair.
I think it's over the line.
It'd be different if Kirby looked like Jabba the Hutt. Kirby might be, I don't know.
Cubby?
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Is he husky?
10 pounds overweight.
Is he big boned?
Big boned.
These are just things I've been called in my life, which I realize is just a kind way of calling me fat.
Was big bone, did that hurt, that one hurt extra when you were a child?
No, because that told me that I was just built different.
Oh, so that was like encouraging almost.
Yeah, it was like listen, like, you
I'm
can't
not fat,
help
I'm big bone.
You've got dense bones.
I drank too much chocolate milk. That's the problem.
No, I think it was the idea of, you know, Eastern European build. You know, I was a larger framed gentleman, still am. And, you know, then it was like, oh, okay. Never mind this giant sack of fat sitting on the front of me. No. It's the bones. It's the build. It's the structure.
Were you going to grab the fat there? Is that what happened?
I kind of jiggled it. It was more of a, it was like you put your fingers in Jello and just kind of go, doo-doo-doo-doo.
You looked like a butcher going for a slice of meat there and just kind of just grabbed it.
Darn right you did.
Didn't see that coming. I've never seen you do that.
That's just for YouTube, by the way.
Yeah, YouTube got that.
Yeah.
You're welcome, YouTube. Oh, geez. All right. Patriots, Falcons, Patriots, New England.
Well,
it was the Bills Falcons. I don't know why I bring up the Patriots at all.
I wasn't going to correct you.
Because the Patriots are now leading the AFC East is what I was going for. They now lead the AFC East. It's the first time since 2019 after that game following the Bills lost to the Falcons on Monday Night Football. Bijan Robinson is hitting another level. I think Bijan might be the best in the game in his position right now.
I think it's 100% fair to say. And it's funny, like he's been really good since coming to the NFL. And he's always been a guy that can make these incredible, like stupid Barry Sanders type plays. He's just really, really good. And it's funny. I actually also think their offensive line's a little better this year, too. They've always been good. I think they've stepped it up.
It was Bijan and it was Drake London last night, and it was very obvious that their skill position players they invested so heavily in are the stars of this team. It's making Penix look really good. But the part on Bijan that's impressive me is that, so if you look it up, he's got like 350 yards right now. They have a bye already that they've used too, so it's early. But like Jamar Chase has like 450 yards on the season. Mm-hmm. Like he's within striking distance. He's top 20 right now. If you made him a wide receiver, he is top 20 in yards per game just in his receiving abilities. Nonetheless, the idea that he is running roughshod as an actual running back.
I think the Falcons are real, and I think the Falcons versus the Bucks is going to be a really fun divisional race this year. Cannot say the same thing about the Patriots as like a division threatener. I think the Patriots could be a potential wild card team. I think at the end, the Bills are going to run away with this because I just think...
That was a rough Josh Allen game last night.
It was
though.
Not great.
The two interceptions, like that was a... And also, despite what their metrics say, because the defense isn't... They don't get killed statistically, but when you just watch those games, there's no part of that defense that I believe in with Buffalo right now.
I just think it's early.
It just seems easy to score on him at the moment.
They're just certain teams. Buffalo's one of them. Kansas City's obviously one of them. It's probably a little late to be saying this about Baltimore, but there are just certain teams where I'm like, yeah, it probably doesn't look as good as expected right now, but talk to me in 3 weeks. That's where I am with Buffalo.
It seems easier to score on them than it typically has, and Josh Allen in about the past year and a half or so is way more conservative than what we've typically seen out of Josh Allen, and that feels like not a great recipe for Buffalo.
Omaha!
Is that our new moving forward?
No. That's just for the people on YouTube. Trying to get those. This works the same way as OnlyFans, so from what I've heard. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made waves when he called out his Dolphins teammates for not showing up to meetings and a lack of communication. His former left tackle, Teron Armstead, called Tua out during his most recent podcast of The Set.
Tua has been sharing a lot this year to the media in these press conferences on a weekly basis. He's been sharing a lot. I'm against that approach. Anytime you start giving detail on what's happening in the team, you bring the public into the building. Regardless of the frustration, regardless of the reason why, as the leader of the team, you cannot bring attention to your teammates. Now everybody is looking for who's the problem. As the leader of the team in the organization, unfortunately, this falls on Tua.
Are Tua's comments a locker room violation?
I don't think so. Listen, I've heard Armstead in a million different places. I just heard him as a guest. I don't know if he is that. Was that his own podcast
yes.
that he has?
It's The Set with Teron Armstead.
It kind of feels like that's somebody that's like, hey, there's a lot of player podcasts going right now, like Micah Parsons and everything. Maybe I'm going to try to tamp those down to make sure that my podcast gets elevated just a little bit. I'm gonna tell all these guys what a big problem it is, and we'll get that message going throughout the league, what a big problem this is, because what Tua did was not, in my opinion, out of bounds in any sort of way. Now, I did think the message got misconstrued. People looked at it like he was shouting towards Mike McDaniels. I thought he was more pointing the blame at himself when he was like, it starts at the top. I thought that was Tua being like, I need to be better in that moment, but no one else took it that way.
I think Mike McDaniel took it like he was saying it about Mike McDaniel.
I think most people did take it that way. I just, when I first heard it, I thought Tua was talking about Tua.
I've always thought it was wild that football players can take getting screamed at by coaches, growing up, getting, you know, having the worst thing said about you. You play a violent, physical sport. You're a tough bastard if you're playing football, especially there are no wusses in the NFL, no matter what anybody says about them. And then you can't handle the public knowing about issues going on behind the scenes. It's like, that to me, like, that's too soft for what I think of football players as truly macho men and as tough human beings to then be like, that got out? How dare you?
I mean, I don't know. I always looked at like a locker room the same way that I look at just life. In 53 people, there's enough softies in there. There's enough sensitive people. There's enough, like, I get your sentiment. They're supposed to be big, tough, macho guys. It's odd. I feel like in college football, you have that more, where it's a bunch of big, tough, you know, macho mm-hmm. guys. But when they get to the NFL, half the room just becomes, they do become soft in many ways. They're just different. It's a whole different crop of people that have been told since they were seven. They were the greatest player in their hometown, and they were this and they were that. And they're very sensitive people.
Peterlin says NFL players are soft. That's the headline there. When we come back, the latest
not wrong
on the Guardians debacle involving Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. I don't know if it's good. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.